Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Last night in Surah Al-Tarawih, the 15th Sipara, Juz of Quran, was recited. And the name of the Surah, Surah Bani Israel or Surah Al-Isra. This is a Makki Surah revealed before the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are 111 ayat and verses and 12 rukus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah with Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi, in reference to the mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The isra of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we hear commonly al-isra wal-mi'raj. Isra refers to the night journey Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam undertook from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. This is called isra. Thereafter, from Masjid al-Aqsa, the mi'raj took place into the heavens. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ascended. This is a miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with. And this ascension and this Isra and Mi'raj was done in a wakeful state. It was not in a dream. That is why the mushrikeen of Makkah al-Mukarrama did not believe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If it was a dream, then there should be no contention, there should be no problem with this, because the person sees many types of dreams. So this is a physical ascension, a physical type of journey that went into Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to al-Masjid al-Aqsa and then to the skies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the beginning of the surah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Bani Israel. Bani means children. Israel refers to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, commonly you call them the Jews, the Yahud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, and Allah ta'ala mentions that in the past the Jews twice had caused the fitna and fasad on the earth, corruption, mischief, by killing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They went against the Torah, the teachings of Torah, they burnt their own kitab, they killed Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And on two occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed such kings or rulers over them that punished them. One was Bukhti Nasr. Then there was Bardos or Khardos that also punished them, and they destroyed Masjid al-Aqsa, and they also banished the Jews. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this, that when you go against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will be the lot of the Jews always. Ulama explain, once again, they have gone against the teachings of their religion. It is only the time will tell. For the Muslim, you have to make sabr. And Allah ta'ala showed also that when the Muslims came upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Madinatul Munawwara, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslim Ummah the upper hand. And here also, in Madinatul Munawwara from Khaybar, they also banished from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all based upon the amal of the Ummah. So this is explained in Surah Isra. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Muslims and the Quran Sharif. The Muslims will revert to the Quran Sharif, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will be with the Muslims. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, Iqra kitabak. That all Muslims, read your own accounts. Take accountability before your account is taken on the day of Qiyamah. Then this will be sufficient for you to understand what will be your position, which will be your direction, where you will go to. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the person who intends وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. The person who intends the life of the hereafter, the maqsad, the purpose of his life, is to strive for the akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has iman, وَسَعَ لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. He makes the effort accordingly, according to sharia, the teachings in sharia, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. That person's effort will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sifat that a mu'min should have. His character, his sifat, the qualities of acceptance by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and a few injunctions and a few etiquette are mentioned in the Quran Sharif by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَقَلَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. That a mu'min, a Muslim should only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. Shouldn't be his material possessions or any other ism. Should only be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْتَانًا. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obedience to his parents. So if a person wants to earn his jannah, have a jannati life, also the akhirat, and he has his parents, then he should earn his jannah and their pleasure in this worldly life. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. He should not utter any word to them that will be of pain and hurt to their heart. Therefore, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that Is that the footing for a Muslim, for a mu'min, that he is extravagant? إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ, that he is extravagant and he wastes money. It's another quality Allah highlights this. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Do not have opulence in your life. Where a person now, Israf ulama explained, that a person spends extra on necessities. That a person has necessities, but he spends beyond that on necessities. So one is necessities, it's fulfilled. But then he just goes on buying more than that. This is now israf. Tabdeer ulama explained is to spend on non-necessities, which a person doesn't need. He has ornaments in the house and frames in the house. They are non-necessities. Those that have this in their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the brothers of shaitan. This is shaitani kaam, we say. This is shaitani activity. That a person now goes to the mall to see what he can buy, not what he needs. So he just fills his home now with things that he just likes to see around him or he likes to buy. So Allah Ta'ala warns us that do not waste wealth, and together with that do not be too stingy also. Don't spend so much also that a person himself becomes a beggar. That now he will look at other people's wealth. But just enough for now to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala within his means. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala thereafter says that do not kill your children out of fear of poverty. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for you and for your offspring. It should not be as we hear commonly in some countries, hamdo hamare do, that we two and our two children only pigeon pay. That the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, tazawwajul walud al wadud, that marry those women who will bear children for you and who will love you. Qiyamah day I will boast of the large numbers of my ummah. Therefore, this concept of family planning without a shari' excuse has no place in sharia. Person should increase the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi of Allah will be proud about him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this in the surah also. That do not kill your children khashyata imlaq, out of fear of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. That we will provide for you and for them also. And nowadays we find modern type. When they came to the Arabs, they would bury their daughters alive. Now in modern type, so to say, abortion. Allah ta'ala save the ummah. But this also is modern type of killing already. That where now they take the life of the child within the womb of the mother. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, don't come near zina, fornication, adultery. This is an obscene act. Don't go near it. And as the Shaykh will say, Hakim Aqtasab rahimahullah, لَا تَقْرَبُوا لَا تَفْعَلُوا. That don't go near, you will not do it. If you go a little bit near, then you will fall into it. So stay very, very far from it. So don't go near zina, whether zina of the eyes, whether of the private parts, whatever part of the body, person to be absolutely careful. Then do not kill, do not take the life of a person which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sanctified, except with their rights. Do not kill people, do not cause bloodshed amongst yourselves. This is a major sin. Illa bil haqq, except if there is a haqq. Islamic countries is qitas, a life for a life. And at that time a person now is permitted to take a life because of murder. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. When it comes to the wealth of the orphans, do not usurp and devour their wealth. They are orphan children, they have a right in their wealth, a person now has some guardianship over them, he should be very, very careful. Or else it will be as if now he is eating the fire of Jahannam within his belly. So Allah ta'ala highlights this, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. Yes, to use it in the correct manner, where it will be beneficial for the child, then it's permitted. وَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. You made promises, keep to your promise. Shouldn't be a person makes a promise, and he breaks the promise. He will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. He will be questioned about the promises he makes. وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ. And Allah gives a command also, when it comes to weighing and measure, do not cheat. Given full measure, whether it comes now to items, person has a green grocer, whatever it may be. A person is weighing and he's selling, then he should make sure he's better, he gives extra than giving less. Then those things that are not investigated, they don't know the reality about it, they don't fall behind these things. If it doesn't concern you, they don't fall behind it, we're not sure about it, don't speak about it, you will be questioned also, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ. That your hearing, your sight, and your thoughts, etc., all will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not walk on the earth being proud and arrogant. Walk with humility and humbleness. And here we learn from the mashayikh also, when we live in the masjid, and we're taking out our shoes, putting them on the ground, don't drop it hard on the ground. One day you will be under the ground. So walk with humility and humbleness when you are walking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so do not walk in a very arrogant manner. All these things will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mushrikeen of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that أَفَأَصَّاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْمَنِينَ, that they attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has daughters. Allah ta'ala has daughters. They didn't like daughters to themselves, but they attributed daughters to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And here ulama explain, nowadays also we should be so careful that we know when we go to school, secularism, and when they depict to us angels, they have them in a female form. So actually from young we have this picture that the malaika are mu'annas, they are female. This was the aqeedah and the belief of the mushrikeen. They have no gender. Therefore we should be careful in regards to our aqeedah is correct in regards to the malaika. When it comes also to jinnat, usually when we go to schools, etc., they make it to seem as if now it's just something of imagination. As Hazrat Wala says, some spook it is, or some boogeyman or something like that. But we know when it comes to jinnat, it's part of the Quran, it's part of our aqidah. We have to believe in it as Allah Ta'ala created the jinnat. But when it comes now to our education, then they change our aqidah and belief in regards to these things. So we should be very careful in regards to this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, and Allah ta'ala mentions when it comes to the mushrikeen, in regards to them, and they attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has daughters, na'uzu billah, and they love the sons, and they attributed daughters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the skies and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, even the skies and the earth make tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِلْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But in time, you do not understand the tasbih, that also encouraging us as human beings, you'll have intelligence, aql, also pass your life in the tasbih, tahmid, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we go on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the mushrikeen in their aqidah and their belief. وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرَفَاتًا. They could not believe that after we will die, we will be resurrected once again. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put our body together. Therefore, they will say in a mocking manner, is it really true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again will resurrect us after our bones will defragment and there will be nothing left of our body? Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna lamab'uthun khalqan jadida, which Allah ta'ala give us a new creation altogether? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this, and how they were asked Nabi alayhi salam to salam to show them miracles which will come ahead. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mushrikeen when they were asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about the miracles, and together with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Shaitan, when Allah ta'ala commanded him to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he refused. He had pride. He had no love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He didn't have that ishq. He was arif, he recognized Allah, he was abid, he worshipped Allah jalla jalaluhu. But he didn't have the main ingredient of love. Hazrat Wala says also that a person now, he has fear for someone, but he will still break that person's command. Fear will not stop a person. Person fears also that he might get caught doing something wrong. His father might catch him, the wife might catch him. But he will still do the wrong. Only thing now will stop him is true love. When there's true muhabbat and love in the heart, then a person will feel hard. That how can I break the command of my beloved Allah? Allah has given me so much. So here when he came to Iblis and Shaitan, then sujadu illa Iblis. All the malaika prostrated to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam out of respect, but when it came to Shaitan, he refused to. Then he used his logic in his mind and he says that should I prostrate to such a person, such a creation that Allah ta'ala made from sand, I made from fire, so I'm superior. I am superior. But then too, he didn't understand that even the logic of his was not correct, was warped. The sand can put out fire also. But he used his brain, and this was the outcome. Allah Ta'ala accursed him. Allah Ta'ala made him Shaitanir Rajim. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about insan. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah Ta'ala gave great respect to Bani Adam, honor in his life also to respect him. Whether he be a non-Muslim also, we show due respect. We show akhlaq, we show character. We don't abuse, we don't take the right of any person with, that's a non-Muslim. A Muslim even more, we show due respect to a person. So Allah Ta'ala has given, has mentioned in the Quran, she وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي Adam. After a person is denied so, here we are taught when we give the ghusl, to be gentle with the body. Even though a person, so to say, is lifeless. But then to the ruh will return to the body, so show due respect to even to the deceased person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about salah and tahajjud specifically. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. When it comes to Salat al-Fajr, that is the time the Malaika are bound. They come to hear to the Qur'an Tilawat. It's a very barakat time, the time of Fajr Salah. We find in riwayat also, that once after Salat al-Fajr, as Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha went to take some rest, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to her room, and with his leg gently he woke up, oh Fatima, wake up. This is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes rosy and sustenance. Don't miss your share of it. So a person also at the time of Fajr, he should be particular to be in the masjid behind the imam to perform his salah. Together with this also, my dear brothers, when we're coming for Salat al-Fajr, when is our salah, then to also to make dua, we're passing so many homes, the light is still off. Make dua for the ummah. Allah ta'ala wake up every person, should be in the masjid for salah. That Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, and I'm passing all his homes, the lights are off. Allah, how can they be asleep right now? If only they understand. Hazrat Wala says, we don't despise the people, we feel sorry for them. Allah, if they knew your muhabbat and how much you want to give them, they will wake up. So we make dua for them also. In a simple usul, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Where haqq will prevail, haqq will come about, then batil will disappear automatically. When you remove the darkness, put on the light. We don't shout the darkness. The same way when it comes to haqq, what we have to make the effort of haqq in the correct manner, as we learn from our ulama ikram, ulama haqqani rabbani, make the effort of haqq, then automatically the batil will disappear. So as much as the Dwala says also, as much as we can, every street should have a musalla, maktab, madrasa, daru ulum, children are walking around, Quran in their hands, they're reading the surahs, the Quran Sharif, more haqq will come, and batil will not prevail, batil will disappear automatically. إن الباطل كان زهوقا. Even though it might look very very strong, but the batil is very very weak. And they say the batil thrives upon the media. تُمِيتُ الْبَاطِلْ بِتَرْكِ ذِكْرِهِ. They kill batil, don't speak about it. Speak about the haqq, speak about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then this will prevail. The more we speak about batil, they want it to spread. That's why they have so many apps on the phone also. So many batil apps. We have this one, two for namaz, or reminders. So they want us to speak about them, what they can do. And ulama say, when a person will speak about batil, then a person who is weak in iman, he'll fall completely. He can't do anything about it. Person who's strong, you'll drop him also. Speak about Allah Jalla Jalalu, his iman will increase, then haqq will prevail, his Quran tilawat, his salah, his dhikr. The haqq will come into wujud, and batil automatically will become weak. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ruh, the soul of insan, that reality is only known by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That the ruh within the body, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it, what it is the reality. The Jews asked about it, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. If I and a person goes for a bypass also, and how they work on the heart is absolutely at the standstill, and the entire system of the body, the blood is bypassed into a machine and back into the body. And they're working on the heart, it is absolutely still, but the ruh is still in the body. The ruh is still in the body, then you hear they say that he passed away, he didn't make it through. After they finish the operation, and now they put the blood coming through the heart once again, now they wait. What they say, cross your fingers, we make dua. Dear Allah, revive him once again. Then it was successful, alhamdulillah. The ruh was still in the body. So they wait to see. That is the hands of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the reality is only known by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala says, the knowledge you have is very little. Very little knowledge you have. Therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ilm and nafi'. Allah ta'ala give us beneficial knowledge, that the knowledge of realities, the hadith and Quran Sharif. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mushrikeen, that they rejected the da'wat and the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they would not listen, then they rejected, then they would mock, then they would ask for miracles thereafter. They will not believe. وقالوا لَنُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We will not believe in you until you show us some miracles that cause a river, a fountain to gush forth. We will see whether you can do something like this. Or they will say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that you will see that you have a garden of date palm trees and blooming grapes. If you have something like this, then we will believe with you. They would ask for miracles like this. Oh, cause the sky to fall upon us. Oh, ta'atiya billah, oh, bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, the angels before us, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this, they will ask Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, oh, that you have a house of gold. So all these material things you will ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh, you will see you climbing into the skies. Then we will believe you. So Allah Ta'ala replies, وَلَنُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَهُ. And you will see you bringing a kitab from the skies that we can read. قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي. Nabi alayhi salam is commanded to say that my Rabb is pure, that if you want to believe, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. I'm only human like you. I'm a sent messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Fir'aun. And how till Qiyamah there will always be Fir'aun that will come. And he called Fir'aun Musa. Allah will always have someone who will be on the haqq and somebody on the batil. When it comes to people of batil, Allah Ta'ala explains in Quran in different places how the mizaj and the temperament of people of batil are and how they operate, and people of haqq, they do the work of haqq. As we hear always commonly, apne kaam karte raho. We will continue to do our work, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will take care of the forces of batil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His hikmat, Allah ta'ala revealed the Qur'an bit by bit upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we come to the end of Suratul Isra, Bani Israel, وَقُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Allah ta'ala highlights once again that to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Allah ta'ala has no offspring. Allah ta'ala is pure. Allah has no sharik for Him also. And Allah Ta'ala has no guardian. Allah Ta'ala is all alone controlling everything. And Allah Ta'ala also highlights over here, قُلِ دُعُ اللَّهَ أَوَيْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ. They call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His beautiful names. Whatever you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call Him by that name. As the Bala teaches us also, a person wants the rosy, say, Ya Razzaq. As if you're pressing a button, the light is coming on with the arsh of Allah. Allah says, I reveal His name, you're calling the one that distributes rosy. So Allah says, call me by my names, whatever you want from me accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distribute. Then we come to Suratul Kahf. Kahf means the cave. Surah which you all know, and we should be reading on every Jumu'ah, whether Thursday night or Friday. Person who recites Suratul Kahf on Jumu'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a light for him that will illuminate him from him till the skies. And the last 10 ayat you will read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the trials of Dajjal. Whether Dajjal will come, or even before that, all the deception, uncertainty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify everything for him through the barakat of the surah. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبد الكتاب. The surah starts with Alhamdulillah, الذي. There are four surahs in the Quran that starts with Alhamdulillah, الذي. One is Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Fatiha, Surah Saba, and Surah An'am. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his youth that were living in a place, in a zamana period of time where the king was a mushrik. He did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever rejected his religion, then he would kill them. So there was a feast to take place, there was some occasion, some festival, and they were forced to attend it, so they gave preference to the iman compared to going for the festival, and they took refuge outside the city in a mountain. There was a cave to protect the iman. Ulama say from here we can understand that what is the value of iman. At all costs, they were invited to a festival. You don't come, you will be killed. They preferred now to run away and preserve the iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to stay for 309 years. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions in Quran Sharif that even the dog had accompanied them. The dog also was there, Allah Ta'ala preserved. The dog, and in detail Allah Ta'ala explains also that how Allah Ta'ala caused them to turn, that their bodies did not perish. Allah Ta'ala kept them healthy. And after 309 years they awoke, and then they made mashwara. They appointed someone to make khidmat, so to say, and to buy the food. When he left, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ, we find in Quran this word is, in bold letters, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. Go very stealthily and very quietly, undercover. So this is half of the Qur'an Sharif. So he went and then he found that everything had changed. That mushrik king was no more there. Now there was a muwahid, a person who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, so to say, they were made heroes of the time. So the iman was protected. So here Mawlana Ali Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, studying Suratul Kaf, you understand from the incidents coming ahead also, that the highlight of this surah is the battle and the war between Haqq, the truth, and materialism. So here was Iman, and going for a festival, giving in to the king, and he promised them large amounts of money, popularity, he will favor them, but they gave now preference to the Iman over the favor of the king. It is the Haqq or materialism. And today we know the fitna of the time is materialism. Going ahead in Suratul Kahf, so Allah Ta'ala saved them, and then Allah Ta'ala preserved the Iman. Then the incident of Masala Rajulain, of the two friends. One of them, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with two gardens, and he had plenty of fruit, and he had a river that was running through these two gardens of his, and he had plenty of fruits, and he and his friend would communicate, they would speak. But this friend who had this wealth regarded this wealth of his, so to say, as his God. As ulama say, in every zamana there will be the Samiri. Samiri, you know, Bani Israel, where he took the gold of Bani Israel and the calf he made of it, Lahu Khuwar, they had a sound, and he caused them to worship this calf made of gold. Every zamana there will be a Samiri that will offer also the Ummah these different type of vestments and different avenues, etc., that will become the object of his life. Whether he worships it directly or indirectly, but that will be his night and his day, his wealth. So in the same way over here now, they say that in regards to this incident, we find more clear the materialism. He took his wealth, this orchard of his, these two orchards, and his fruits, and the river that was running through it. He took this to be now everything of his worldly life. And as if this will be with him in the hereafter also. And he didn't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the entire plantation of his to become destroyed, and then he regretted thereafter, if only I did not have shirk in my life, I worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah ta'ala speaks about those a'mal that will be with the person in akhirat also. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These are such tasbihat, Hazrat Wala says also, full the skies, full the earth and the sky would reward one time Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. Samla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. It fills the entire atmosphere. So read how much you want. And this will be with you after your demise also. There is a wealth to be left behind, as we find in the incident of this person also, that everything was destroyed. Wudi'a al-kitab. The day of Qiyamah, a person's name, amal, his kitab will be opened up and everything will be recorded in there. Every single amal, and he cannot belie it. Whatever amal he did will be recorded therein. They were full of our books with all good amal. Then we come to the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam. It goes into 16 para very quickly. When it comes to 15 para, it's mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there is a Nabi of mine, there is a messenger of mine who lives near the ocean, he has more knowledge than you. You are surprised. I'm the Nabi of the time. Allah Ta'ala blessed Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam with takwini ulum, the knowledge of the universe, etc. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had tashri'i ulum. He had the knowledge of sharia. So he went to Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam. He allowed him to join his madrasa, so to say. But don't ask any questions. You will see what I do, but don't ask any questions. But then he didn't have sabr. Every time Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam did something, he wanted to question. And when it comes to 15 para, the incident is mentioned that they boarded a ship. It was a new ship or a very good ship. So he broke a plank and he damaged it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was affected. That the ship was 100% nothing wrong with it. Why did you destroy it? Why did you break it? The answer will come in 16 para. And when it came to the young boy, then Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam passed by a family, mother and father and a young boy, and he broke his neck and he murdered the young boy. So why did you take the life of this young boy? So he asked the question there also. The third incident, there was a qariya, there was a town they went to, and the people refused to host them. As they left the town, and Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam repaired the wall, is about to fall, and there was a treasure that belonged to two yatim. So inshallah, tomorrow we'll discuss the rest of it. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.